6:14, I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
Shutdown 2025, big development in the last 2 hours. Air travel about to feel an even greater impact from the shutdown. The FAA announcing it is going to cut flights by 10% in what it calls 40 high-volume markets. That is going to happen Friday morning, says the transportation secretary, if the shutdown, he says, continues.
Well, joining us now to talk about it all, CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve joins us live from Phoenix. Good to have you here, Chris. Thanks much.
Good to be with you. This is likely going to be something that you will see impacts at the three Washington, D.C. area airports. We're talking about the 40 high volume areas. They weren't specific as to which markets those were in yet, but it is safe to assume that the nation's 30 busiest airports are going to be impacted by this, whether directly or because a flight that was originating there gets canceled going somewhere else. So this is going to impact people across the country, because you're looking at anywhere from maybe 2,000 to 4,000 flights a day that the airlines were given 48 hours to figure out which ones to cancel.
Elaborate on what reasons the FAA is giving for this decision.
So the FAA says they were looking at their internal data and that they have been looking at things like this a lot closer since the crash in January between the American Airlines regional jet and that Army Black Hawk helicopter as it was about to land at DCA. They say that as they proactively looked through the data, they were seeing an increase in reports of the controllers who were on the job feeling pressured, stressed, and fatigued. And they feel in order to bring the stress level and the fatigue level down on the controllers that are going to work every day, remember, they're working without pay, that they needed to reduce the volume of flights, because you have controllers that are calling in sick. Those sick calls have surged. So the folks on the job are taking on more work every day as they try to counterbalance the staffing issues at air traffic control with the 45,000 or so daily scheduled flights.
Chris, people who have been flying, I mean, you can look anywhere on social media and see posts from flyers. You can also see it from people warning, even some of the airports themselves saying, look, TSA check lines may be 3 hours long. Give us some perspective. You've been doing this a long time. What is this going to do to people trying to get a flight on Friday, potentially?
Well, you know, what this shutdown has done almost from day one is inject a high level of uncertainty into everyone's travels. I've likened it to shutdown delay roulette, because we know they're going to happen. We don't know when, we don't know where, and we don't know how bad. So it's been really hard to predict. You know, no one had on their bingo card that the Houston airport, that Bush Intercontinental, would have 3 hour long security lines on Sunday, but it happened because their TSA staffing levels plummeted. We've seen, you know, the Burbank airport in California, remember, it went to ATC zero. No one was in the control tower for a point. The next shift, it was staffed okay. So there's a level of uncertainty here. And now you're adding to that, because people who are planning to travel on Friday will likely sometime tomorrow get a notice from their airline that their flight's been canceled. Maybe they can be rebooked when they at a time that works, maybe not. But you're talking about tens of thousands of people that are about to have their travel disrupted. And it's not just going to be Friday. It's going to be every day until the FAA feels the staffing level and the pressure level and the exhaustion level of their controllers goes back to an acceptable level to increase the traffic back to normal.
Is there any sense that particular airlines might be more affected than others? And what are the airlines saying about this at this point?
Our understanding is the airlines learned about this plan about the same time we did. So they are scrambling. They're meeting with DOT and the White House, is our understanding. But they are going to have to scramble now to make some operational challenges. What DOT said was they were going to, their hope was to spread out the cancellation so that, no one city pair or no one airline suffered more or unfairly. But, you know, in airports, in the top 30 busiest airports, airlines have hubs. You know, here in Phoenix, it's American and Southwest. In DC, it's American at DCA. It's United at Dulles. It's Southwest at BWI. You know, at those airports, it will likely be an outsized effect of the airlines that have the largest presence.
Chris, we have heard from the president and from his aides that the major airlines are supporting him and supporting the effort to try and reopen the government from the president's side of things. What have you been hearing from airline executives, if anything?
The airlines want the government back open. They want air traffic controllers paid. They want TSA officers paid. They want people back on the job so that they can run a dependable schedule. You know, it costs airlines thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars to cancel flights. And, you know, when you talk about, if you talk about a gridlocking the system, you know, airlines will start burning millions of dollars if their planes aren't flying. So certainly from an airline perspective, it's good business. It's good. It's important for their bottom line. It's important for safety that the government reopen. The airlines have said they've already seen a pullback in bookings. And, you know, they just today said they expect the busiest Thanksgiving ever. And that's a big question mark. We're 3 weeks away, 3 weeks away from the Thanksgiving travel period. And you have the FAA talking about shaving 10% of flights out of the schedule because of staffing. Well, those pressures are only going to get more intense the longer this goes on.
Chris, thank you so much for your perspective and your reporting on this. We appreciate it.
Sure thing.
CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.